Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Welcome to Spark Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Melanie, and I'm very excited that you're joining us this evening, this morning, or afternoon, whenever you happen to be listening. And as always, want to say thank you for investing your time to be here with us, and hope that you gain some interesting tools, strategies, etc., to bring some new sparks to your life to get you moving forward in a positive direction to make those changes that you want to make to create the life that you desire. Thank you again for being here, and thank you especially to our loyal listeners who are here every week, and welcome to our new listeners. We're excited that you're joining us as well. Tonight we're going to continue with our topic of getting started for the new year, and I realize I did not update the description, so we will continue talking about tools to use to make 2008 your truly great year. And if you've had a chance to listen in the past few segments, we've talked about some strategies around the ideas of setting goals, about reflecting back on your successes from 2007, and on looking ahead at 2008, and what do you want to be different? Where do you want to be a year from now that's different than where you are right now? As I usually share in Alex's story, our six-year-old, I was thinking on my drive home, and Alex loves trains, has since probably 18 months old, and is very excited because he got an HO scale train set from his grandma, Shirley, for Christmas. It's a McDonald's collector's train, so I'm a little nervous. Also got an HO scale from his cousins that my father had given to them before he had died. And so he's got a couple HO scales, and he's very excited about a train show that happens in January every year here in our community, just up the street at the school. And at this train show, there are people, you know, buying and selling tracks and cars, et cetera. And he's really excited about wanting to get a three-wheel engine for his N-scale train, and then also now looking at HO-scale cars. So trying to think about earning money and the concept of money when you're six, and being able to look at how what I do right now, today, impacts the money I have to spend at the end of January at the train show. And we've been working on this for several weeks. And, you know, one of his tasks that he can earn money for is to get his laundry to the laundry room. Now, you know, sometimes as he's getting into the bathroom, he'll say, Mom, can you do it for me? And sometimes I say, well, okay, you know, tonight it's a freebie. I'll do it for you for free. Other nights I'll say, sure, it'll cost you a quarter. Now, he doesn't earn a quarter for doing that. We have a responsibility chart that he marks off with smiley faces the things that he does, including piano practice every day and his school responsibility sheet. Well, I was realizing on the way home that he was not getting immediate gratification, because he said that to me this morning. He said, Mom, how come I don't get a quarter every time I do it? So it reminded me that he is still in the very tangible, concrete, operational stage of his brain development, that, you know, if he had coins in his hand that he could actually see instead of numbers adding up for money, that that would probably be more meaningful for him. And for some of us, as we're looking at goals and getting, you know, trying to look at a long-term outcome that we're seeking, it's hard to do the little things, the little actions, making the choices that are going to add up to getting us to that destination, because it seems so far away and there's not an immediate connection for us. And so sometimes it helps if we can break those long-term goals down into some short-term actions or some short-term checkpoints, so that as we're looking to, say, maintain a healthy lifestyle, then as Dr. Roizen and Dr. Oz said in their book, Staying Young, it's not that we suddenly have all these things happen as we age. It's that it's a series of little things that add up over time, or things, choices we've made that accumulate. Because we don't see that, it seems like all of a sudden something happened. And so if we start to think about the choices that we're making on a moment-to-moment basis or an hour-to-hour basis, and see how those choices connect to the outcome that we desire, whatever we want to attract. And on a related note, sometimes visuals help. And if you are having some challenges taking action because you're concerned about taking a wrong action, or just uncertainty or fear, realize that both the word satisfaction, the law of attraction, have action as part of that. And so at least if you're moving, you're building momentum. And it's easier if you started moving to change direction, because you can do that gradually, than if you're just standing still. And sometimes we're paralyzed by information overload. We don't know which way to go. And we're so bombarded with choices and options and resources, and how do we know what to listen to? And it's important that you find a source that you trust, whether that's someone in the medical profession, an author, a coach, a colleague, that someone whose experience and knowledge you trust. And for a number of my listeners, I thank you so much, because you do trust me, and I take that trust, I value that trust very highly. And so what I recommend to you are resources that I have used myself, or that I've seen some research with. If it's something that I haven't had experience with, I'll be sure to tell you that and ask you to share your experience as well. And speaking of that, our number, if you would like to share some tools or strategies around goal setting or success creating outcomes that you desire, please give us a call at 347-215-8390. I'll be happy to put you on the air and talk a little bit more. Or if you have some questions about particular challenges that you're facing, or looking for a particular solution that we might be able to help with regardless of the topic, because if there's something that I have handy or accessible, I'll be very happy to share that. And at this point, I also want to remind you that our guest next week is Dr. David Balster from the Center for Creating Wellness. We'll be talking about the core pieces of wellness, as well as about his work as a chiropractor and as a best elite master with bioenergetic synchronization technique. So if you have questions about that, be sure to be ready to give us a call and talk with David next week. So we're very excited to have him join us, as wellness and health tends to be one of those areas that we focus on in our lives. And it's frustrating on the one hand for many, because we feel like we've lost control and the whole concept of willpower. Think about the barriers that get in the way. Dr. Phil was talking about in an interview at one point about his own journey towards a healthier lifestyle. And he said he realized that when he came in from playing tennis, he had walked right through the kitchen and passed the snacky food. So for him, a solution to that barrier was to come in a different door so that he wasn't going through the kitchen and past the temptation of that food. and to think about, you know, what kinds of barriers are there or potential barriers are there on your journey to create the life you desire. And if you can identify some potential barriers, you can also identify either some potential solutions, strategies, resources, people who might be able to help you, who've been through that before, who've overcome those barriers already. So maybe spending some time thinking about, you know, what got in my way last year in the reflect stage, and in the project stage, well, maybe I didn't handle it as well as I would have liked. What could I do differently this year to do better and to be prepared? And to recognize that every day we can recommit. Sometimes every hour we can recommit to what it is we have said we want in our lives. It's a moment-to-moment choice. Our decisions are moment-to-moment. And being humans, we do make mistakes. And as I said before, that sometimes progress really looks like we're going backwards. Those 3 steps back really are progress to get us to where we want to go. And so give yourself permission to slip and to recommit, or to give yourself permission to change your priorities as you're looking at, you know, your passions and the passion test, what brings you joy, and getting very clear about that and realize that that may change depending on the health of a parent, the needs of a child, or a relationship in your life or a job opportunity. So goals are not things that are written in stone. They are there to guide us. And if we think of them as a guide, that they're not in concrete, we have the control to adjust them. It's like adjusting your sails when you're out on the ocean and the winds change. Now you can say, okay, I'm keeping my sails here because I want to go. Well, it's not going to work very well. So we need to be willing and open to how things are showing up and be flexible in adjusting on that journey while still keeping that end destination in our minds. There is a concept that Earl Nightingale put out many decades ago that had to do with the power of our thoughts, and that we become what we think about most of the time. And related to that is, you know, if you were thinking back to that sailboat, you know, if a sailboat or a ship were to leave the harbor with no captain, no destination, and would it get, well, okay, no captain and no map, how about that? And would it get to its destination? Or if it had a captain and a plan, someone who could make the adjustments. You know, most people would not set out on a journey without the navigation equipment and the map. And very often, people live their lives without any kind of navigation tools or map or plan. And I believe it was John Assaraf who had said more people put more time in planning their vacation than in planning their lives. And so to take the time, if you haven't already for 2008, to set aside some time to invest in reflection and projection, and to say, what is it? If I could visualize the life that I want, I'm sitting here in January of 2009, what is my life like then? And for some of us, words work really well in terms of writing things down. For others of us, having a vision board with pictures of what we want our lives to be like, pictures of our healthy lifestyle, activities, places, the home of our dreams, whatever it might be. For others, there are software products where you can create movies, mind movies, or PowerPoints that roll that you can see. So somehow, though, how are you putting that out in front of you so that the reticular activating system or the RAS in your brain has that set in its radar so that it's noticing opportunities to move you closer? And with every action you take and you notice and you grow and you learn, it's exciting if you give yourself that perspective of joy and excitement. And life is about growth and learning and change. And as long as we realize we're really not in it alone, there are so many people and resources and tools out there that we could choose to support us on our journey. There are amazing shows here at blogtalkradio.com as well, with very caring and compassionate people. My colleague Nick has a wonderful show, and I'm excited to listen to it. We've connected as friends here at Blog Talk Radio. He's from New Zealand. So take a look at what's here, even at Blog Talk Radio, and listen to the shows and learn about the people who are sharing with you. And if you're listening here for the first time and want to learn more about me and my certifications and what I do related to the brain and learning, and please visit either MelanieHoffner.com or BrainBonanza.com to learn more. And as always, you can welcome to email me with some questions. We have about 10 minutes remaining in our show tonight. If you are interested in sharing a resource or asking a question, please call 347-215-8390. And we're excited about the guests that we're working to line up in 2008 and helping you to learn about all sorts of different resources, people, careers, strategies, because there's so much that we just, if we aren't open, we miss opportunities to learn and to grow. And many of us want to stay safe and do the things the same way we've always done them. And when that happens, we miss a lot of opportunities. And it's been said that, you know, when people are at the end of their lives and they're reflecting back, that what they regret is not what they did as much as what they didn't do, the risks that they didn't take and the opportunities that they didn't take. And Cheryl Richardson, who is an author, has a radio show on HayHouseRadio.com, and it's Coach on Call. She is an amazing, insightful woman. Did a piece this morning on Good Morning America about Live Out Loud and about making a drastic change in 2008. Because so many of us get into that comfort zone and we want to stay there. And so she invited people to do something drastic, whether if you want to be a blonde, always wanted to learn to skydive. What is it that you've wanted to do but just haven't quite taken that step to do? For her and her husband, it was getting a cat last year. That was a big step. They didn't think they'd ever have a cat. And at lunch today with two friends and colleagues, I posed that same question. We were celebrating my birthday, and I said, you know, what would be a drastic change that you would make? But, and they both had said, I'd quit my job. And so then the discussion became, and what would you do instead? And they said, well, you know, we're not really sure what we would do, but we would do something different. And oh, I see Nick is back on our web chat. Nick, I was talking about your show. Would you please type into the chat the title of your show at Blog Talk Radio? Because it's escaping me right now, and I was suggesting that you, that might be something that people would like to check out. And, oh, wait a minute. I'm on the line. Okay, well, let's go on air. Hello? Hello? Welcome to Spark Radio. Who's joining us tonight? Because I see that it's not listing a phone number, but it's also, well, I'll just leave your mic open, so whenever it actually connects, you're welcome to just speak up and join us. And I'll say welcome to Mick, my colleague from New Zealand. And it's exciting to know that people can join us from all over the world. and to connect to such amazing energy. Hi. Well, I can't hear you, Mick, but oh, thanks, Mel. I tried to ring for a chat but wasn't getting through. The show is The Secret to Life every Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Time. So check out The Secret to Life. Well, and I opened a mic, Mick. If you wanted to try again, I'll watch up there. And I do thank you for calling. And
hello, Mel.
Well, hi.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. For some reason, it just wasn't connecting up, but we're connected, which is great.
Well, welcome to Spark Radio.
Yeah, love the show. Yeah, just love what your thoughts are.
Well, thank you. Would you take a minute or two and talk about your show, The Secret to Life?
Very similar to your own. I've been doing that show on public radio here in Australia, not New Zealand, in Australia for some years now, and I've just brought it over to Blog Talk last November. So I've interviewed people like Dr. John DeMartini, Joe Dispenza, Lisa McLeod last week from the author of Not Perfect or Forget Perfect, and I've got Michelle Blood on this week. So very similar to your show, where we're trying to help people live a better life.
Well, and that's amazing. I have another colleague in New Zealand, and I realized as soon as you said that, I went, oh, I switched you two from one continent to another. And yeah. So for you, it's summer right now, isn't it?
Sorry?
I said it's the season of summer for you right now, right?
It should be. I'm looking out at the ocean now, but it's very grey. But normally we've got beautiful blue skies this time of year.
Oh, well, that's very heartwarming in our freezing snow, ice-covered weather here.
Yes, I was complaining. I had my swim this morning at the beach, and I was complaining the sun wasn't shining, but I guess you would have gladly swapped.
Oh, yes. Well, and that's another thing is we often notice those little things that irritate us and then stopping and thinking, yeah, well, it could be worse.
Sometimes well, yes.
Helps.
Yep. We should be so grateful for all those little things, and we overlook those sometimes.
Yes, we do, and those little things can really add up to be big things, as can the energy of gratitude and taking the time to every day be grateful for the blessings that we have, the successes that we have, and the lessons that we learn, even though they may be painful lessons in the process.
Well, it's interesting, when I interviewed John DeMartini, he said every day, when his day's finished, he sits down and writes what he's grateful for from that day.
And that's such a powerful exercise, to take it just from the thoughts in our evening prayer routine that I have with Alex. That's one of the things we talk about, is what was one of our best adventures today, and what are we thankful for? And so we're in the talking stage, but to help him get into that habit of looking at the good things or looking at lessons from a good perspective at a young age.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so much, so important for children to appreciate that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do you have children, Mick?
My son's 30, Mel, so he's in the army, so... I'm just grateful that he's grown up to be a good man, despite all the challenges we had with him as a child.
Well, and I'll remember that in those moments where Alex is having his six-year-old meltdown on his perspective to life. That's the best way to think about that. Yeah, it's just a crisis for about 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and then we move on.
we move on. I'm lucky I've... all that's behind me, so my wife and I can focus on our lives and our growth as much as anything else now.
Well, there you go. And we had adopted Alex, well, as we were older parents from the systems perspective, and so we had done a private adoption. I was 40 when Alex was born. So, yeah, we're on the more mature side, and I think in watching some younger parents, the little things are really little things to us, whereas I'm watching younger parents get so stressed out and they're so frustrated by those little things that really aren't a huge issue. But I think it's partly the perspective of just having more patience and enjoying the process of being parents.
That's a challenge, isn't it? At a young age, you're still trying to find yourself, and
yeah.
Suddenly you've got this issue of helping some, you know, a small child develop, and you're not probably even developed yourself.
That's a wonderful point, and to the fact that children don't come with manuals. The only strategy you have is the way your parents had done it, even if you didn't like it. That's very often what people fall back to.
Yeah. It's, I found that very, very early on that I was struggling to find my own path, and I had a young family, and it really created enormous problems in my early marriage, and we've come through that beautifully, thank goodness, but it's a challenge for anyone.
Oh, absolutely, when you're trying to find out what's bringing you the most joy so that you can be the best model for your children. And so often people get caught in, well, I have to make money and I have to do this, and they're not happy as parents. And so they're focusing on the stresses and the problems and missing the opportunities of having those children when they're young. And then they blink and they're adults.
Yeah. At that stage, you don't realize that the children are sponges. They're just absorbing everything they're seeing and reacting to. So sometimes it's too late to realize that you've created a mindset that's not what you wanted.
Right, and it does take patience to replace that with something different.
You
know, with Alex, it's just if we're stressed for whatever reason and we're a little short in the mornings in our routine, that's when he gets, the behaviors just are completely uncharacteristic, and they slow us down because it'd be just, negative, and I don't want to do that. Versus if we just take a few seconds and make it fun, create a game, we laugh about it, and then we do much better.
Yes, I know all those things now, but that's unfortunately 20-odd years too late. we're making up for it with our son being a good friend now rather than the child that got premature grey hairs in my head.
Well, and it's wonderful to be able to have that relationship and be able to look back at those situations and for a child to ask a parent or for a parent to explain to a child what was happening from an adult perspective, because kids have such a different perspective in the world.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And we forget that. We just must really try and take a step back and it's like walking in someone else's shoes, isn't it? It's really difficult at times, but the child is trying to comprehend a very confused world in their mind, and we're trying to keep it black and white.
Right, and it is so hard for their brains, which aren't as developed as ours, when it comes to problem solving and abstract concepts. And my husband, when the other day, was saying, Alex, how many times do we have to tell you? And I turned to him and I said, as many times as it takes.
Yeah.
Because it was a different context, we were in a different place, and he was in the moment, so it didn't transfer easily for him.
That's amazing, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, it's amazing that any of us make it to adulthood, I think.
Well, this is it. I say to my son, we celebrate every birthday because we didn't think he'd make it through with his teen years, all the trouble he got into, so it's been a bonus every year after.
Oh, well, there you go. And having worked with teenagers for so many years, and now I've got some clients who are going through some struggles with their teenage children. They said, what do we do? You know, we don't know. Nobody's taught us, or we haven't known where to look about communication and boundaries and decision making. And what kind of choices do you let them make safely so they learn how to make decisions and take the consequences for those choices? Because, very often, and I do that too, sometimes I want to step in between the action and the consequence. And I have to step back and say, you know what, the consequence is going to teach him more right now.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's one of the keys, is that's the real balance. And the word you use, communication, is, I think, when I look back, the lack of communications between myself and my son was one of the major challenges to us having the relationship we should have had. And that's the most important thing I think you have with kids, if you can complete communications then they feel comfortable talking and sharing, then you're halfway there.
Oh, yes. And to really listen when they're talking instead of thinking about the lecture you want to give them because of whatever they did or didn't do.
Yeah,
to hear, absolutely. Hear behind it, yeah. Well, I am going to say again, thank you so much, Mick, for calling, and I know that my listeners have appreciated hearing your insights, and hopefully we'll check out your show. I'm excited to catch it live, so thanks.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for the, I was just love to be able to jump on and have a chat to you, Mel, so all the best, and I'll certainly be tuned in for the next show.
Great. Thanks so much, Mick, and I know that you will choose to create a great day as you continue to make such a positive difference in the lives you touch.
Great. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, thank you, listeners, again, for being with us tonight at Spark Radio. It's been a pleasure sharing with you and Mick for calling in. It's been wonderful to talk with one of my international listeners and for you to share your experience and perspective with my audience. So as we're getting ready to close tonight, thank you again so much, everyone, for investing your time here and to decide what action are you going to take in your life based on something that you heard tonight that will help you to create the life that you desire. And remember to check out Secret to Life, Saturday at 2:30 Pacific time. And until next week, when we focus on wellness, remember that it's a moment-to-moment choice and that, yes, you can. So you too, please, choose to create great days as you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.